Step 8. Fear is deception's sibling. I talk a lot about the devil's trickery almost as much as I do the fruit of the Spirit. Why? I want to expose the lies and manipulation. As you read God's word, my prayer is you'll learn the truth about the character and spirit of the devil and be free to walk in the victory of Christ. You'll identify his actions moment by moment, decreasing his chances of trapping you with the chains of lies and manipulation. Imagine living an abundant life in the midst of any spiritual storm. Because we live in the world, we first think of things in the natural realm and only come to our Heavenly Father when a situation gets out of control. We forget that all things must submit to the spiritual realm and that we have the victory in everything. We first must believe. Once you are able to walk in the abundance of peace in the midst of any storm, then no weapon formed against you will prosper. Keep in mind the word prosper means whatever it is, it won't grow stronger or be successful at defeating you. It doesn't say it will diminish and vanish. The action prosper is weakened by our belief, by our faith. Again, as our belief increases, prospers, negative power decreases and eventually diminishes. Fear is a weapon that is used against us. Fear is a form of deception that causes us to accept as true or valid what is a lie, false, and invalid. If we live according to the flesh, setting our minds on the things of the flesh, that will lead to death. Death is when life is taken out of our soul. It doesn't always mean a physical death. Our light is slowly dimming. Darkness is setting in. Depression, frustration, agitations, and thoughts of hopelessness. Let's think about John chapter 10, verses 10. It says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy." It doesn't say steal, destroy, and then kill. It confirms his goal is to steal our light, our connection to the Father, our God-ordained victory, and then destroy our mental, emotional, physical, social being, and in that kills personal relationships, dreams, hope in Christ, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and the ability to forgive. The list goes on and goes on and on. We must be alert and sober-minded since the devil is prowling around looking for someone to devour. We must resist him, standing firm in the faith, knowing we are not alone. Believers throughout the whole world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. If there is ever a situation that requires making a quick decision and feeling rushed, our automatic response should be, "Give me time to think about it." And if time is not allotted, then my answer is no. That's a form of pressure, stealing the ability to pray about the situation or meditate and hear from the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us. Those are things to think about in order to label situations, people, pressures, and decisions in a positive or negative category, especially if it's the ruling factor that's stealing something that we're not giving away. No one is perfect and we make mistakes. This is more in line with choices that take our breath in him away. It's sucking out the life and then destroying our path so we're not able to follow our Heavenly Father due to the blindness and confusion we are experiencing. The Lord's death has provided us with a choice to keep the enemy's spirit out of our spaces by simply recognizing and dismissing his presence. Once we feel any type of negative vibe, the devil's spirit is nearby. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy what the Lord has set before us. He cannot steal our joy, love, or peace. He can't take away our faith of knowing God will work everything out for our good. But he knows we can give it away. we can place it in a space that requires no faith and then feel defeated. Remember, it's not a battle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Too much time is used fighting battles that never belong to us, battles that have already received the victory. Let's look at those who live according to the Spirit, set their minds on things of the Spirit in order to receive life and peace. We must position ourselves in Him and not embrace a spirit that causes confusion, frustration, and or division. We are physically in the world, and through Christ's death, we no longer have to be of the world. Let's set our mind on spiritual things and save ourselves heartache and pain. Follow the steps the Lord paved in His Word. They are for our protection and will give the love we seek in others. Learning how to identify the negative realms and stay as far away as possible. It's not our battle, so we don't have to fight them. God said, "Do not be afraid, nor dismayed, because of this great multitude, for the battle is not ours, but God's." The Lord is the one who goes before us and will be with us and not leave nor forsake us, so we do not have to give into fear nor be dismayed. If fear knocks on our mind's door, we seek the Lord and He will deliver us from all those fears. If the Lord is our strength, light, and our salvation, why should we fear? We should not be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be known to God, and His peace will surpass all our understanding, guarding our hearts and minds if we believe. The Lord is on our side. We do not have to bow down to fear. Man can only kill the body. He can't kill our soul. Unfortunately, if we don't stay focused on the Lord, we could give our soul away. Always remember, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, and God will never allow Jesus to die on a cross and then torment us afterwards. That's not love, and God is love. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He is our light and salvation. He is our strength.